Good evening, Rabbi Mayevsky. This week we have double again, Parsha Shmini and Parsha HaChodesh. Of course, the overriding topic of the Parsha of Shmini is the passing of Nadav and Avihu, whose actual yahrzeit is next week. We bench Rosh Chodesh Nisan this coming Shabbos, and on Tuesday on Rosh Chodesh, it's their yahrzeit. And the reality is, Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the only Rosh Chodesh that you'd be allowed to fast, because of the L'zeicha Nishmas Nadav and Avihu. It's very interesting, one of those trivia questions, sort of. But getting back to the parasha, Vayhi b'yom ha-shmini, after 7 days of Moshe putting up and taking down the Mishkan, giving everybody a dress rehearsal on how to put up the Mishkan, take it down, and treat it accordingly, and giving over all the laws, hopefully properly, which we see doesn't, and as I probably mentioned before, starting from Parshas Pekudei, you see 100 times over when it says Kasher Tzivo Hashem es Moshe, so many times in Pekudei, and again in Vayikra and Tzav, and then in Shmini as well. And suddenly, that's why the terminology is used when Nadav and Avihu have their unfortunate incident, and it says that was not commanded. In other words, it's very important, obviously, to do exactly as you're told, and Nadav and Avihu failed to do so, which presents a problem on many things. Was it something that Moshe did not explain to them carefully enough? Or was it something that Moshe explained to Aaron, and it was a disconnect between Aaron and his sons? Elazar and Isamar certainly did not get involved in the incident. It was only Nadav and Avihu. Brings to mind how close were all four brothers. Maybe they were all in on it, and Elazar and Isamar decided not to go along with it. But we don't know for sure, obviously, and we'll never know. But nevertheless, Nadav and Avihu concoct this whole scenario where they would like to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Bikrovai HaKadosh, as we say. They wanted to feel this tremendous feeling of closeness, this spiritual get together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, feel it on a very deeper level. What the only thing that the Torah says, as opposed to what the Gemara tells us, so many different things. What would be the reason that we're thinking? There are so many different speculations, because Shelo Nasu Noshim, they weren't married, or they obviously, the Torah says Yayin v'Shechor Alteish, or was it the Mora Halacha Bifnei Rabo? They should have asked Moshe if they had. Or they impeded upon Aaron, was supposed to bring the first of the karbonis, and of course they made ketores. And there's so many different schools of thought, and there's so much speculation for so many varied reasons. One thing that I saw that was really a novel approach is, well, actually there are two things, but one, it says that the only thing that they actually had Minat Torah was a warning for was when the Kohen Gadol and his two sons, or all four sons, they were anointed with the Shemen HaMishka, then they are not allowed to move around, go in and out of the Kodshi Kodshim, go in and out and bring the Karbonis. And at the end of Parshat Tzav, it says, U'Pesach, Oel Moed, Lo Se Tzu, Pen Tamusu, Ki Shemen Mishchas Kodesh Aleihem. And of course, they had the Shemen Mishchas Kodesh on them, and that should have prevented them. They should have known better. That was something they were forewarned, and therefore, since they didn't disobey that, but of course, that presents other problems. On the other hand, there's another situation that is presented by one of the commentaries, which is a very interesting one, that the actual answer is just as the Chumash says. Right after the incident of Nadav and Avihu, it says, Yayin v'sheichor, you should not drink anything. And as we know, the reason that we duchen on Shacharis on Simchas Torah, because we don't want the Kohanim to duchen after they've had a couple of drinks, after they had their aliyahs, and now it comes time for Musaf, and some of them maybe have had a little too much to drink, and one is not allowed to do avoda, certainly not to duchen for the people of Klal Yisrael, because their heads are not in it. And this is part of the problem. When it says the reason HaKadosh Baruch Hu says at this point, Yayin v'sheichar al teish tatov v'necho itoch, is that they wanted this tremendous closeness to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And they had the thought process, you know how we could get this spiritual closeness is by having a few drinks. It'll make us like Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh, and the wine makes us a little happy, and it drives up your spirit. You have this spiritual connection. If anybody who's had any drug experience, I don't know, thank God, but you can feel this, an uplifting experience, get more, either more cerebral or just have an out-of-body experience, depending on what you're on. But the idea is they took a few drinks, and then they came to do it. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very upset. So Bahakrivam Eis Zora, meaning on that point, is that God wants you, if you want to have that spiritual connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want you to have it out of your own self-feeling. Belibo. You need it in your heart. You need it on your own. I don't want you to have any outside influences that makes you feel happier, makes you feel more delirious, and having that spiritual, enhance your spiritual experience. That is not what it's all about. If you want to enhance your spiritual experience, you should have it on your own. And that is the way to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that I thought was an interesting thing, because it resonates in terms of the feeling that a lot of people get on Simchas Torah. It doesn't mention this because this was written a couple of hundred years ago, but nevertheless, it would be obvious to make the connection that a lot of people on Simchas Torah imbibe a little bit too much, and they want to dance, and they want to get, it's supposed to be Simchas Torah. But the Simchas Torah is supposed to be something that comes from yourself without any outside influence of having drinks and getting a little bit loud and making it seem as if you're really happy. But are you really happy on your own? Or was it the alcohol that made you feel that way, or anything else that you're on? But that is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. That's Bahakrivam. You light a Zara, you light a fire inside you that is not coming from within you. It's a Zara. It's a fire that's from the outside. And this was an opinion expressed by the Chassan Sofer, the Shevet Sofer, the grandson of the Chassan Sofer, who lived in the mid-1800s. And this is a very interesting thought process, because it bears giving thought. And of course, the parasha ends with the whole idea of kashrus, of all the animals that one may consume and all the animals that one may not consume, which brings us, it all ties in, because the reality is, what is Parshas HaChodesh all about? We've been slaves for 200 years. We have no connection to God at this point. Klal Yisrael they don't remember ever from the stories of their fathers and grandfathers, great-grandfathers, they don't have any connection to a life of freedom, to a life of the way it was in Eretz Yisrael, to, you know, old home stories from the Altaheim. All they knew for 200 years is their life in Mitzrayim. They have no connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And what God wants them to understand when we say Parshas HaChodesh, and we get closer to the month of when God gave us our freedom, the Geula from Mitzrayim, the Pasuk begins, Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe v'al Aaron v'eretz Mitzrayim lemor. And the question is really very simple. Why we're always concerned about extra wording in the Pasuk. Why in the world does it have to say, Be'eretz Mitzrayim Lamar? Do we not know that they're in Mitzrayim? Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe v'al Aaron Lamar. And he said to them, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, we know they're in Mitzrayim. But what God is trying to tell you is something very, very important. All the laws of Pesach and various things, that all the laws of Kashrus, we know that you're in Mitzrayim and you're in this slave. You're being slaves over here. But I need to tell you this. You might think that why not wait for Matan Torah to start giving us all the laws of Pesach, because none of them would necessarily be applicable. Who needs all these things? You want to take us out of Mitzrayim? Gesinta hate, let's leave Mitzrayim. We'll get the Torah, and now Moshe will sit down and discuss it for the time that we have in the Midbar, whether it's 1 or 2 years, and then we'll go into Eretz Israel and we'll be able to be Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, B'Seva Panim Yafos. Why did it have to be now? And there's obviously a very much deeper message at this point in time. And the reality is that it's Be'eretz Mitzrayim. It doesn't matter where you are. God is starting to give them the laws to teach them a very important lesson. That I know you're not in Eretz Yisrael, and you may be slaves here in Egypt, but I'm giving you a chance. HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, your life changes right now, even though you're slaves. I'm giving you partial pieces of the Torah, Zosku Kasa Posach, and again, various mitzvos. You could be Mekayim, these mitzvos, in Mitzrayim. It doesn't matter if you're in the land of Eretz Yisrael, if we're in Golus, or we're in Eretz Yisrael, wherever we are. That's what the Torah says. The Mefarshim always tell you, Chazal say in the Gemara, whenever the Pasuk says, Bechol Moshvoseichem L'Doroseichem, it means it doesn't matter. It's not a law that's contingent upon living in the land of Israel. It's for everybody, wherever you are, for all time. It doesn't matter. Your location has nothing to do with being Mekayim the Mitzvah. And that's what we're supposed to do, live our lives as Torah Jews, whether it's in France, Spain, the United States, Monaco, wherever we are, in the furthest reaches of the planet, wherever we are, we have an obligation to be Mekayim the Mitzvah. So HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, your life changes now. This is your first month as your own people, as your own person, and you have a responsibility now. Life is what you make of it. This is where it begins. HaKodesh Hazeh Lochem, Dabru El Kol Adas B'nei Yisrael Le'mor, V'yichu Lohem Ish Sela Ve'savo Sela Boyis. And the mitzvah goes on to tell you, I need you to get next to your neighbor, and V'yimat HaBayis Mi'oseh, V'yimat HaBayis Mi'os Mi'seh, V'lo Kachu U'Shcheino, is to tell you, I want a sense of achdus, I want a sense of camaraderie. All the years that you were living as slaves, the people didn't get to know their life. They were on 24/7 call to their master, whoever it was, and wherever they had to go, they had to listen. And now their neighbors were just people living next door who you didn't have a relationship with. And the point is that the whole carbon, generally speaking, would not have been able to be eaten in one family. So everything had to be michsas nefashos. This is the beginning of the whole idea of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh L'Zeh. You have to get together with all your neighbors, become a unified nation. It begins now in Chodesh Nisan. And there are ways that we can. We see what's going on in the world. And at least now we see, because of the news, maybe there is a greater sense of achdus amongst Klal Yisrael. You have these demonstrations in various things that happened last night in Teaneck, that happened in various places around the world. The Jews are, on some level, certainly a more unified nation at this point. Unfortunately, it takes a little bit of trouble to get us to feel this way. And it's God's way of reminding us, HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem, Rosh Chodeshim, this week, our life begins anew this year. What transpires for our people has to be not necessarily within our control, but it will be what we make of it. If we are unified as a people, and if we stick together, we say our tilim, we have a common purpose, we have a common goal, and we don't have these split parties all over the place in different people being pro or anti-Israel, that will save us. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, to be Ose Shalom, not only Bimromov, but on Klal Yisrael throughout the United States, throughout the rest of the world. May we live with those ideals And may the Gula Shleima come this year when we say Lashana Haba Birushalayim at the Seder. May it come true. Thank you very much. Have a good night.